near the top of British Columbia is that you just get to see everything.
Kathy Bilski on the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. Yay, I got it right tonight. And this is, so you're listening. Oh my God. This is December 23rd, 2016. And I really hope everyone has an incredible holiday in the next couple of days, all next week. And on into 2017. I was going to do a holiday show, and I was going to try to do some really funny stuff, and I do have something funny I will share. And you know what it is? These nutcases in our government, they just got to try to slip some stuff in. And, you know, I look at it, and it's like, really? Really? And they're going, yeah, really? What you going to do about it? And it's like, well, close my Christmas show, and I guess I'm going to have to blab what you're doing to everybody because you're trying to sneak this all in. So we're going to do a little bit of light work and energy work. You know, we just went through winter solstice, so it's really intense right now, the energies. And, of course, just to make it sweeter, we're going through Mercury in retrograde, and this is always a hoot, and I think it ends like January 5th. So if things aren't going right and, you know, just everything kind of feels like they're falling apart, you can blame it on Mercury in retrograde. This is a time when the planets are screwy, especially Mercury, which is in retrograde. And what that means is if you make an appointment, you know, where they say, we make plans and God laughs, where he's really busting a gut these, you know, during these 3 weeks of retrograde. So if you have an appointment, have a backup for the appointment, and then have a backup for the backup. And if that doesn't fall through, then just, you know, you bend with the wind and go with whatever comes. You can have communication problems. You know, and I like to say during Mercury in retrograde, you know, the words can leave their lips, and by the time it gets to my brain, it's something totally, completely different. So you really have to be a little, take extra effort in being clear. I can do a good Bugs Bunny. Or is that Elmer Fudd? Okay, anyway, mechanical things can break down. Electrical things, it's just interesting. Now, what it can also do is bring people back into your life that you have unfinished business with, or I call it, because I own a store in Honoka'a, Hawaii, the retrograde crowd. Yeah, I just see them when Mercury's in retrograde, just like they're compelled to draw. Just come into my store and see me then, which works for me. It's also a time where you really don't want to start anything brand new. That's, you don't want to sign any contracts. You don't want to start any new relationships. You want to wait till it's out of retrograde. Because a lot of times if you start all that, it falls apart when Mercury goes retrograde. Now, you've got always have that exception to the rule. But, you know, if you want to play and gamble on being that one exception, then go for it. If not, I would just kind of wait another week until Mercury goes direct and then you've got clear sailing. Yeah. And then add even more intensity. Have y'all heard about that galactic energy everybody's flipping out about that's coming at us and that it's coming down as we speak and it's supposed to peak on the 26th of December. Now, for all of you who've been kind of paying attention to my radio station and my show, it's not my radio station, it's yours, Joe, okay? I'm just a guest here. What have we been working on? We have been calling down divine enlightenment for the whole year, ever since I've been radio. That's why I'm on radio. And matter of fact, this weekend, we've just been chanting, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And so many people have joined in, you know, to chant that over and over. So keep chanting. It's not over. We've got to the 26th. All this energy is coming down. And, you know, instead of panicking about it, I'm just looking at it. It's like, guys, you know, so I don't care if you don't know, if you don't know where it comes from, but my reality is we call down divine enlightenment. This is divine enlightenment descending, this high divine galactic energy. And all I ask is that when it hits everybody, so to speak, and I shouldn't use that word hit, when it melds with everybody's energies, how's that better? And becomes one with the earth, let the integration be gentle, loving, and kind. And then we move forward. So keep chanting this weekend and through the 26th, on to the 27th. Let's be wild and crazy, okay? And just max it out. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm really not excited about seeing the white supremacists and the Nazis come back into power. Of course, they're calling themselves the alt-right, alt-right. Oh, my God. You know, it's just a PR word for Nazis, white supremacists. Might as well call it what it is. And if you ever wanted to know where we needed to put the energy and where it's needed the most on the earth, well, God, these guys just kind of popped up to the surface like a bad, bad pimple, huh? And now we see it and it's kind of bursting to the surface. Ew, this is kind of icky. Well, they aren't icky people, huh? And they're the ones that need the most light. And they are totally disconnected from the Creator, because if they were, they wouldn't do crazy-ass stuff like this. And they'd be compassionate and loving and kind and caring. And, you know, like some of your most incredible, enlightened best friends are. And that's where we're going to be working on, you know. Next year, because this is my last show of the year, I won't be on next month. Next week. We get the weekend off. Something to having a show on Friday. Now, this is something good that I want to tell you about, and I'm going to tell you about some really creepy stuff that I really am going to ask you to take action on. But first, this I just pulled this off, and despite pressure from Trump, the United Nations votes to demand an end to Israel settlements in the West, in Palestine. Woo! Bells and whistles. Despite unusual diplomatic maneuvering involving President-elect Donald Trump, Israel and Egypt on Thursday, the United Nations Security Council passed a historic resolution today demanding an end to Israeli settlements. Wow! The United States, of course, abstained, effectively allowing the measure to be approved. Wow, normally they say no. Egypt withdrew the original resolution on Thursday afternoon, reportedly under pressure from Trump, who tweeted on the matter Thursday morning in Israel. Had this move worked, it could have punted the measure to the incoming Trump administration, which is seen as more friendly to Israel than that of President Barack Obama, especially after Trump's nomination last week of conservative hardliner David Friedman to serve as U.S. ambassador to Israel. I don't care. The rest of his staff is like right-wing Nazis. Good Lord, good Lord. So he gets a token up there. Wow, okay, sorry. But Reuters reported Friday that Security Council members, New Zealand, Malaysia, Venezuela, and Senegal stepped in, and the vote took place, after all, on Friday afternoon. Those guys rock. Al Jazeera explains the draft resolution would demand Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, and says the establishment of settlements by Israel has no legal validity and constitutes a flagrant violation under international law. Indeed, as Mohammed Al-Safin of Al Jazeera wrote on Twitter, UN resolution that's become such a controversial issue the last couple of days only asks Israel to adhere to international law. That's it. And I don't think Israel knows what the words international law means. The U.S. abstention, which was expected, was described by Reuters as a relatively rare step by Washington, which usually shields Israel from such action, and as a parting shot by U.S. President Barack Obama, all right, Barack, we'll give you a thumbs up on this, who has had an acrimonious relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and who has made settlements a major target of peace efforts that has proven ultimately futile. In response to the vote, Jewish Voice for Peace Executive Director Rebecca Vilcormerson declared, there is an increasing understanding among U.S. political leaders, thanks to ongoing grassroots pressure, of the need to hold Israel accountable to international law. The U.S. abstention from this resolution is a welcome sign in that regard. However, she added, with President-elect Trump urging a veto of either this mild resolution as well as his nomination of an extreme right-wing ambassador to Israel, we are deeply concerned by increasing U.S. support for Israeli incitement, annexation, and control under his administration, and will redouble our efforts to organize resistance to policies based in Islamophobia, racism, and disregard for even the most basic rights of Palestinians. Trump wasn't the only one who called on the U.S. to veto the measure. A number of U.S. senators on Friday joined him by issuing statements to that effect. And Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, who serves as chairman of the Subcommittee on Foreign Relations of the Senate Appropriations Committee, threatened to reduce United States assistance to the United Nations if the body moves forward with the ill-conceived resolution. Honest to God, they just said these guys, screw you. This is awesome. Wow. If that isn't an enlightenment decision, I don't know what is. Well, you know, I can tell you what isn't. Now, I want you to listen really good because we've talked about, you know, water, our water's being stolen, our water's being polluted with oil, with pipelines, and then we have my home state of Flint, Michigan, where the governor Snyder, and, everybody that represents the state has turned a blind eye to Flint, and they're drinking poison lead water. And, listen up, because, God, guys, I really, really hope that you will make some phone calls to the White House on this. And let me give you your number really quick, 202-456-1414. It should be on your speed dial, 202-456-1111. And the White House Situation Room, 202-456-9431. Well, the House GOP quietly closes Flint, Michigan water investigation. Am I hearing everybody go, huh? Yeah, uh-huh. And you all have got to talk about it and write to people because this is not acceptable behavior. I'm going to say it one more time. The House GOP quietly closes Flint, Michigan water investigation. Now, the Republicans, oh, my God, are we surprised with that word? Quietly? No, these guys are going down. This is no longer quiet, okay? But they thought it was quiet. They closed a year-long investigation into Flint, Michigan's crisis over lead in its drinking water, faulting both state officials and the Environmental Protection Agency for contamination that has affected nearly 100,000 residents. In letters to fellow Republicans, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee said Friday that Michigan and federal officials were slow in detecting high levels of lead in the water and did not act fast enough once the problem was discovered. Can we all have a big duh here? The committee findings offered no new information and essentially summarized what emerged during several high-profile hearings earlier this year. The committee found significant problems at Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality and unacceptable delays in the Environmental Protection Agency's response to the crisis, wrote Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican, Utah. The committee has also found that the federal regulatory framework is so outdated that it sets up states to fail. Flint's drinking water became tainted when the city switched from the Detroit water system and began drawing the water from the Flint River in April 2014 to save money. The impoverished city was under state control at the time. Regulators failed to ensure the water was treated properly, and lead from aging pipes leached into the water supply. Now, after nearly a year of haggling, Congress cleared cleared legislation last week to provide $170 million to deal with the Flint crisis and help other communities with lead-tainted water. In his letter to fellow GOP lawmakers, Chaffetz cites a series of failures at all levels of government that caused and then exacerbated the water crisis. Again, that's a duh. While the Republican chairman signaled the apparent conclusion of the inquiry, Congress ended its two-year session last week. The panel's senior Democrat insisted the investigations should continue and accused Michigan's Republican governor of stonewalling the committee over documents related to the Flint water crisis. Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland, senior Democrat on the oversight panel, said he wants Michigan Governor Rick Snyder to produce key Flint-related documents within 30 days. Now, Cummings said Snyder and his administration have obstructed the committee's investigation into the Flint crisis for a year, refusing to provide or even search for key documents. And all I have to say is that is such bullshit. You know, where, you know, these guys, it's like slapping your hand. Or like Obama requesting the oil company to please stop. So all these guys did was request. And when these guys don't comply, they don't do a damn thing. I mean, they're in such in bed with each other. And they're going to blame it on Snyder, which it is Snyder's fault. But, you know, they're not putting any action behind their words, are either. Kind of like Obama. You know, he speaks a lot, especially on the pipeline, but there's no action behind his words. I mean, how easy would it be to send, you know, a few of the feds over, which, you know, they love to do, and simply tell and have them remove all that pipeline equipment because they're not supposed to be there and drill. But no, they're not. Anyway, let's get back to Michigan. Snyder's Intrusigens has thwarted committee efforts to answer critical questions about what he knew as the crisis unfolded and why he didn't act sooner to fix Flint's water problem. Cummings said, requiring Governor Snyder to finally comply with the committee's request will allow us to complete our investigation and offer concrete findings and recommendations to help prevent a catastrophe like this from happening again. Cummings wrote to Chavez, in contrast, allowing Governor Snyder to flout the committee's authority will deny the people of Flint the answers they deserve. Yeah, and Governor Snyder needs to go to prison. And it's highly unlikely Republicans who control the Congress will continue the inquiry next year. The spokeswoman for Snyder said the governor's office has provided the committee with hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, and the committee has wrapped up its investigation. In Michigan, we are working hard each day to continue Flint's full recovery with funding for pipe replacement and health care for residents, spokeswoman Anna Heaton said, adding that it is not productive to spend time engaging in partisan politic attacks from out-of-state politicians such as Cummings. Chavez addressed his letters to the chairman of committees that oversee congressional spending and the EPA. He asked them to consider redirecting hundreds of millions of dollars now targeted to fighting climate change to upgrade the nation's drinking water pipes and other infrastructure. Chavez also asked for closer congressional oversight of the EPA, saying the agency has failed to update rules concerning lead and copper pipes nationwide. Ariel Bradford, a spokeswoman for Democrats on the oversight panel, called it inexplicable that Chavez would rush to close down this investigation. His action does a real disservice to the families in Flint, who hope they would get a fair shake from our committee. Oh, my God. I mean, the Republican bed is just so big. You know, it's just so big. And unless you guys make noise, these jerks are going to get away with it. So you got to call the White House, get a hold from there, your representative, and demand that this be reopened, that it not be closed, and that their justice is served. And Snyder needs to go to prison for what he's done. Oh, my God. Okay, now, did you hear about this one? There's a proposed law that would charge protesters with terrorism. I mean, these guys are just really emboldened, aren't they? I guess you might as well call it the Protect Their Ass Law. Now, Republican state lawmaker who was an outspoken supporter of President-elect Donald Trump, oh, duh, is proposing a bill that would allow authorities to charge protesters with committing economic terrorism. I respect the right to protest, but when it endangers people's lives and property, it goes too far. Washington State, remember this name, Senator Doug Erickson said in the statement, fear, intimidation, and vandalism are not a legitimate form of political expression. Those who employ it must be called to account. Well, if you want to call into account all those, police and normal clothes going out and, causing trouble and not the people that are actually doing the protesting, just saying, we're just not going after the people who commit these acts of terrorism, he added. We're going after the people who fund them. Wealthy donors should not feel safe in disrupting middle-class jobs. The proposed bill would make protesting a Class C felony should it cause any sort of economic disruption or jeopardize human life and property. Such a proposal would mean violators could face 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine or both. Any group who organizes a protest that is considered disruptive would also be charged with economic terrorism. The law would not apply to strikes or picketing. The bill is aimed at protests in the Pacific Northwest, often by environmental activists that are aimed at shutting down commerce and transportation. protesters in Olympia, Washington recently camped out for more than a week on railway tracks to stop a shipment of sand used for fracking. The bill is also being proposed at a time when anti-Trump protests are taking place across the country, including in Washington. Protests in Seattle have been reported to be peaceful and nonviolent so far. Now, this is a disaster. A new law proposed by state senator in Washington would allow the authorities to charge protesters with economic terrorism and slap them with serious felony charges that could lead to jail time just for making their voices heard. You know, all right. Now, the charging protesters with terrorism clearly violates the First Amendment, and it is an attempt to silence legitimate dissent. Wow. So they've got petitions out there, guys, and, you know, all you have to do is Google it, and I'm sure you'll find the petition that you can sign. And, you know, talk to people about this. And the last very unhappy note, just to give you a head up, a ruling from the Sixth Circuit Court serves as a warning to dog owners. Teach your dog to sit still and be quiet, or risk police justifiably shooting the dog. So, the standard that the court set out today is that a police officer's use of deadly force against a dog while executing a warrant to search a home for illegal drug activity is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment when, given the totality of the circumstances and viewed from the perspective of an objectively reasonable officer. Oh, my God, I can't even say those words without laughing, right? The dog poses an imminent threat to the officer's safety, and that objectively reasonable officer gets to make that choice. So either you're going to have to train your dogs to, you know, when police come around, to be, you know, a mime and be absolutely still, or they're going to shoot them, and you're not going to be able to do a damn thing about it. Wow. 2017 is just really going to be a hoot, okay? Okay, so I told you I was going to do something funny. And this is the funniest story I have, and I think it's hilarious. And I cannot get through it without laughing, and I hope you really get a good visual. And this is my Christmas gift to you. It's called Only a Man Would Attempt This. Okay, imagine, pocket taser stun gun, a great gift for the wife. A guy who purchased his lovely wife a pocket taser for their anniversary submitted this. Last weekend, I saw something at Larry's Pistol and Pawn Shop that sparked my interest. The occasion was our 15th anniversary, and I was looking for a little something extra for my wife, Julie. What I came across was a 100,000-volt pocket purse-sized taser. The effects of the taser were supposed to be short-lived with no long-term adverse effects on your assailant, allowing her adequate time to retreat to safety. Way too cool. Long story short, I bought the device and brought it home. I loaded two AAA batteries in the darn thing and pushed the button. Nothing. I was disappointed. I learned, however, that if I pushed the button and pressed it against the metal surface at the same time, I'd get the blue arc of electricity darting back and forth between the prongs. Awesome. Unfortunately, I have yet to explain to Julie what that burn spot is on the face of her microwave. Okay, so I was home alone with this new toy, thinking to myself that it couldn't be all that bad with only two AAA batteries, right? There I sat in my recliner, my cat Gracie looked on intently, trusting little soul, while I was reading the directions and thinking that I really needed to try this thing out on flesh and blood moving cargo. I must admit, I thought about zapping Gracie for a fraction of a second and thought better of it. She's such a sweet cat. But if I was going to give this thing to my wife to protect herself against a mugger, I did want some assurance that it would work as advertised. Am I wrong? So there I sat in a pair of shorts and a tank top with my reading glasses perched delicately on the bridge of my nose, directions in one hand and taser in another. The directions said that a one-second burst would shock and disorient your assailant. A two-second burst was supposed to cause a muscle spasm and a major loss of bodily control. A three-second burst would purportedly make your assailant flop on the ground like a fish out of water. Any burst longer than 3 seconds would be wasting the batteries. All the while, I'm looking at this little device measuring about 5 inches long, less than 3/4 of an inch in circumference. Pretty cute, really, and loaded with 2 itsy-bitsy AAA batteries. Thinking to myself, no possible way. What happened next is almost beyond description, but I'll do my best. I'm sitting there alone, Gracie looking on with her head cocked to one side as if to say, don't do it, dipshit. Reasoning that a 1 second burst from such a tiny little old thing couldn't hurt all that bad, I decided to give myself a 1 second burst just for the heck of it. I touched the prongs to my naked thigh and pushed the buttons and, holy mother of God, weapons of mass destruction, what the hell? I'm pretty sure Jesse Ventura ran in through the side door, picked me up in the recliner, then body slammed us both on the carpet over and over and over again. I vaguely recall waking up on my side in the fetal position with tears in my eyes, body soaking wet, both nipples on fire, testicles nowhere to be found, with my left arm tucked under my body in the oddest position, and tingling in my legs. The cat was making meowing sounds I had never heard before, clinging to a picture frame hanging above the fireplace, obviously in an attempt to avoid getting slammed by my body flopping all over the living room. Note, if you ever feel compelled to mug yourself with a taser, one note of caution, there is no such thing as a 1 second burst when you zap yourself. You will not let go of that thing until it is dislodged by your hand, by a violent thrashing about on the floor. A 3 second burst would be considered conservative. It hurt like hell. A minute or so later, and I can't be sure as time was a relative thing at that point, I collected my wits, what little I had, sat up and surveyed the landscape. My bed reading glasses were on the mantle of the fireplace. The recliner was upside down and about 8 feet or so from where it originally was. My triceps, right thigh, and both nipples were still twitching. My face felt like it had been shot up with Novocaine, and my bottom lip weighed 88 pounds. I had no control over the drooling. Apparently, I pooped myself, but was too numb to know for sure, and sense of smell was gone. I saw a faint smoke cloud above my head, which I believe came from my hair. I'm still looking for my nuts, and I'm offering a significant reward for their safe return. Oh, come on, this is funny. Oh, P.S., my wife can't stop laughing about my experience. Loves the gift, now regularly threatens me with it. If you think education is difficult, try being stupid. So, if you want a copy of that, you can actually write to me at my Facebook page under Kathy Bilski, or actually you can contact me through Facebook or Twitter. So, and I'll send you a copy. Well, we've been working on Quantum Leap all year. So I thought a really nice way to probably wind up the program is really do the Quantum Leap prayer and quantum leaping the world into the golden age, divine infinity and beyond. So I'm going to ask everyone to give it lots of energy. And it's a prayer that helps us remember what we can become and what's our destiny to become. And since we got all this cosmic energy coming down, let's do it, shall we, and really take advantage of it. So we're going to create this big bubble of light. And in this bubble, we're going to put the Mother Earth and all life forms in it. So let there be light in the name and the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic fire, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to the divine creator and ask for permission to quantum leap the world in all life forms and all planes, seen and unseen, connected with planet Earth, to let us go beyond our potential into the greatest golden age the world and all planets have ever experienced. Let us take the best of all lifetimes, all golden ages, all worlds, galaxies, and create such a divine and enlightened planet that is even beyond the Creator's imagination. Imagine the Creator laughing with joyful glee on this action we have put into motion with every breath we now breathe, and the snowballing, quantum leaping forward every day. Every time somebody listens to this prayer, see this energy amplifying 100,000-fold, creating a higher resonance with the Creator. See the energy of heaven surrounding the earth like a golden shimmering rainbow of colors. See this energy anchoring now to the planet, all life forms, elemental kingdom, angels from the lowest of consciousnesses, life forms, any trapped and stuck entities, any aliens from any other world, the reptilian king and queen, all their seed, including all hybrids, anyone practicing any kind of black magic, voodoo, or witchcraft. All the way up to the most enlightened beings on the planet, none excluded, all included. As this energy settles in, see everyone's integration. Be gentle, loving, and kind, going into everyone's DNA, soul, memory, and dreams. As all life forms dream, let them dream of all the times they lived in the golden age, where there was plenty of everything. Everyone was using their spiritual psychic abilities. No one lacked for anything. Functional families, where men and women live side by side in divine harmony, lots of laughter, with everyone practicing compassion, kindness, joy, and love in action. See these dreams being brought into physical form. Anyone who chooses not to go forward into the golden age and tries to stop this prayer from forward movement, I ask their higher self and guardian angels to step in and put them in a position of harmlessness. We ask the Creator to give them special grace and unlock the doors in their minds that are keeping them from connecting to the higher frequency of light. Release that which is holding them back. I ask the Creator to close down the reptilian part of the brain and open up the divine God brain, filling them with whatever high vibration is needed to shift them so everyone gets to go into the golden age, leaving no one behind. Send these beings and entities whatever vibration, sound, color, and memories of being connected to the Creator they need so they gently evolve into the light. The Creator, their higher selves, and angels know exactly what each one needs and are sending it to them as we speak. See us propelling ourselves far into the divine golden age, way beyond the Creator's wildest dreams of the planet, being in the golden age. angels, humans, and elementals, and extraterrestrials working together, all veils removed, so everyone's psychic potential is being developed and put into practical practice. Families putting love into action and becoming divinely functional, having everything they need when they need it. The elderly are honored for their wisdom. People becoming awakened spiritual beings, practicing religious tolerance and the positive aspects of their religion. See us working at one with beings from other galaxies and planets that are just delighted we are quantum growing into enlightened beings and giving us all new tools and ideas and technologies on how we can make this a more joyful, functional, enlightened planet, taking us beyond our divine potential. The Earth is treated with much respect. The old ancient culture is responsible for care of the planet, sharing their secrets and beliefs as everyone listens with open minds and hungers for their knowledge. All sacred knowledge of all natural healing methods are put into practice, including all tools made out of stones, light, sound, energy, and vibration. Everyone is being taught the sacred teaching truth. All knowledge flows freely. Gifts in music, the arts, sports, intuitive are encouraged and allowed to be developed. Statesmen and elected officials tell the truth, acting for the benefit of humanity with limited time, terms, and eventually replaced by wise elders. The Earth is a healed being at one with all life forms on her, everything so tuned to the Mother Earth that they can hear her sing her sighs, where she needs extra light, becoming aware of every move and groove she needs to do, allowing her to do so, and move out of her way with grace and understanding like the fire goddess Pele does in Hawaii when she needs to flow. The interaction with Earth and all life forms is gentle, loving, kind, and conscious. Organic food abounds, chemical-free, clean, pristine water, earth, and sky. The sun and wind are harnessed in true solar fashion. Tesla's ideas and inventions, a free energy being created with all walks of life benefiting. People living in joy for hundreds of years if they choose. And when it's time for them to make transition, it's done with much joy and understanding of light evolution. Everyone, all life forms going beyond their highest divine potential. We ask the Creator to fill in whatever we have left out, to take manifesting, quantum leaping the world into the golden age, far beyond our dreams and imagination, into the Creator's thoughts, wishes, and dreams. We ask that all who are manifesting the quantum leap be given all they need on all levels, complete protection, and be put under bubbles of invisibility so they are hidden from the dark side. As this idea flows outward, see all walks of life coming together in harmony and of one accord. Each person and group remembering their divine missions and what their parts are in quantum leaping the world into the golden age, putting it now into action. Let all the divine sleepers awaken to their divine missions and divine purposes now. As always, we put this in your hands, our divine creator, propel us into what your concept of the golden age, inspire us, guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So let's fill that up with lots of light and love and take a deep breath and release that. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've noticed that a lot of people seem to be leaving the planet, whether, you know, because of the energies. And I know a lot of people who know a lot of people that have passed away. So let's just imagine, you know, create another bubble of light and put in there all those people that have made transition, are in the process of doing it, or it just happened. And we're going to ask Michael to allow their souls to be gently released back to God. And we're going to put everybody in this bubble that's going through this experience. And we're going to ask Michael to come forth and remove all that trauma. Because going through a death is traumatic. and let them be filled with new possibilities on how to move forward. Allow those people, I'm going to ask the Creator to fill up that empty space that they're feeling for the loss of their loved ones, because it is an empty space. You know, they're used to that person, that energy in the physical form, and now it's gone. And it's not that that person has gone away, only in the physical. You know, their spirit is there, but you're not used and accustomed to that energy. So allow that different frequency to integrate with them in a way that will bring them comfort. And whatever sorrow is there, let it be transmuted by the violet flame. And we're going to ask their angels just to go there and give them comfort. And just a little spark of joy that's needed. And let them remember everything wonderful and good. All right, so let's just fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. Wow, I actually changed my clock. Now I don't know how much time I have left. Joe, are you out there? Okay. I think I have about 10 minutes left. Maybe not. Okay. Well, let's do a little bit of chanting because it's so important and we really do want enlightenment, don't we? I mean, I do. Oh, my God. So let's be doing some specific chanting, all right? Let's imagine in front of us, all our family and friends, we're going to create another big bubble of light and put in there. All our family, our children, and all the people near and dear to us, even people, God, put in there people that you've made angry and, you know, you're not in harmony with even. And let's chant, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Let's do that three times. It's a power of three. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Well, let's put all the reptilians now in this bubble. It's a big bubble. And let's throw in Trump, his new cabinet, Obama, all the elected officials, and anyone else you can think of. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Woo! So please chant that the next couple of days and keep the energy going because lordy, 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 we do need all the help we can get, huh? So for those of you who aren't going to get my radio show next week and you need a Bilski fix, you can catch me on Facebook. I'm on YouTube, and I've got a lot of my shows up there. We have the curse removal on there on YouTube, and I also have soul retrieval. If you go to my website, I also have the curse removal that you can download for free, and all my cool healing tools, and that's www.angelliteom.com, A-N-G-E-L-I-T-E-O-M.com. And I'm new to Twitter once again. I am back on Twittering. I am a Twitty. So subscribe, you know, come join me, and let's, you know, get that positive energy and help me get that, the light out and the enlightenment out. You can't stop talking about it, that's for darn sure. And like I said, I'm on Facebook. I have a couple different pages, and I have my rock shop also on there, Kathy's Angel Light Crystals, Miracles and Joy. And if you make it to Hawaii, the Big Island, where the active volcano is, I'm on the north end in a little town called Honokaa. That's H-O-N-O-K-A-A, because I want you to find it. And my store is called Kathy's Angel Light Crystals, Miracles in Joy. And I'm usually open 7 days a week from, safely from 11 to 4. Don't come early, don't come late. And you'll probably catch me, although I do try to get there early and try to get there later. But I have an angel light table, a healing bed that you can lay on for free. And I do free mini massages for those that are open and in need with my angel light healing tools. I also do the curse removal for everybody. And also do soul retrievals if people are in need. And I have an incredible rock shop. I have the largest crystal in Hawaii. It's my Earth Keeper. It's a 1,000-pound smoky quartz Elestial Earth Keeper. It does come from Brazil, but I'm still the largest crystal in Hawaii. And it weighs, like I said, over 1,000 pounds. And I have another Earth Keeper that's 650 pounds. That looks like a turtle. And you can hug and touch them. I have an awesome selection on crystals and minerals and jewelry and, of course, my incredible angel light healing tools. And they glow in the dark, and anybody can become a healer. And if you've not heard of angel light, oh, my God, it's the most incredible healing stone on the planet to me. Why, I've actually had it get rid of burns and bruises overnight and heal cancers, tumors, cysts. And when I broke my little finger, I made myself a splint out of Band-Aids and angel light and healed it in 3.5 weeks, which is nothing for a broken bone. And you can even put a piece in water, a rough angel light, and it will slowly dissolve, not like aspirin, but, you know, slowly. And it's all minerals. So if you drink the water, which is now mineral water, I mean, for me, my bones have gotten stronger, and my hair has gotten thicker, and it's still growing. I'm not the doctor's friend. If I hurt or any aches or pains or that, I grab my angel light tool, and, you know, they all glow in the dark, which means it's plankton, not radiation. It's really good to be clear. And I just put my healing tool on that spot, and it just releases that energy that's stuck, and the pain goes away. I mean, how easy. So if you wear a piece of angel light and you have asthma, it'll open up your asthma, your lungs and help you breathe. If you wear it as earrings, I personally had my hearing improved a lot. If you, oh my goodness, there's so many ways to use it. You can make it into a paste, kind of like pot, you know. You don't throw anything away. And on that high note, I really, really hope you have a really safe and blessed Christmas. And that you have a very safe and blessed New Year's, and, you know, don't go crazy on the alcohol. Focus on the light. It's really important. Focus on the light. Especially this time of year, the energies are super high. We're getting galactic energy to support our work, so work with it. Keep chanting as much as you can. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. As much as you can. For everybody. Work with the energy of love. Work with the violet flame to transmute that energy. Ooh, no, I'm not drinking. Actually, it's water. And remember, Mercury's in retrograde, so if things go wrong, it will. I'm just going to have to kick back and really relax. Some people never come out when Mercury's in retrograde. Now, if you were born in retrograde, a lot of times it will enhance your psychic abilities. And that is super cool. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for joining me all year and giving attention to Quantum Leaping the World into Enlightenment. Let's see where we go from here, and next year, I'll get ready to
relax. Put your feet up.
Do some more work. Not going to end.
Supernatural intuitiveness. So much more.
We're going to need the work. And let's just pray that this is really a great quantum leap that happens in the next couple of days. And really affects the lowest of the lows and, you know, helps people become more human and kind and loving and compassionate. And with that, happy holidays. And think of me wherever you are. I'm in Hawaii and I'm going to the beach. Had to say that. I live in Hawaii, and I will go to the beach. 80 degrees sunny. That's why we're in Hawaii, right? Well, on that note, everyone, really, happy holidays. And thank you again for supporting me and supporting the show and tuning in and doing some incredible earth work, because you have. You've done some incredible service work. And for that, I honor you. And I couldn't be more blessed to have you in my life. Good night and aloha.
Their family and friends over the holiday season. So we will be back live on Monday night with Butch Witkowski. And before we do our introductions and reintroductions to the show, I do want to remind you that if you're a big fan of Christmas, because old Davey is, make sure you use NORADSanta.org, because Santa Claus takes off from the North Pole in exactly 57 minutes from now. I'm excited about that. I still call my kids up and get my kids together and say, hey, make sure you check out the website. Find out where Santa Claus is. Australia, I know you are first on the list or close to it. And I know we got our Aussie listeners in the chat rooms on Spreaker right now. Make sure your kids are excited. Get them to NORADSanta.org, because the big red guy is coming to your house soon. I want to thank everyone listening in on the United Public Radio Network, live on 107.7 FM in New Orleans and over 160 countries around the world. Good to have you along for the ride. Revolution Radio is a donation station financed by you, the valued listener. We're proud to be broadcasting on Studio B there. Remember, the Double R Machine is a donation station financed by you, the valued listener. Do us a favor, visit freedomslips.com and donate today. Bill Cardwell has set the password in the SOR Space Travelers Club for tonight. Dermatoheteroplasty. Dermatoheteroplasty is your password. I think I nailed it. That's worth a Katie. Dermatoheteroplasty is your password. Make sure you use it wisely, Space Travelers. It is important indeed that you do so. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so on Twitter, at Spaced Out Radio. Give our Facebook page a like, Spaced Out Radio Show. On Instagram, I can be followed at Dave Scott, S-O-R. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spaced Out Radio Show. You can tune us in on TuneIn, download this show and others on iTunes. and our website is spacedoutradio.com. While there, we have a plethora of features for you to check out, from our music man Bubblefoot to joining the SOR Space Travelers Club for $5 a month. I highly suggest you check us out today. Vanessa Hogel is our guest tonight on the Mighty SOR. We're talking all things paranormal. Vanessa, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Right before the break, we were asked by Mario in the Space Out Radio chat room on Spreaker if you could explain in detail your event that scared you for 3 weeks.
Well, it actually involved Beyond Perception Investigators, which is a group that I work with that's in Virginia. We had a bunch of different things happen before I flew out there. And once I got there, boy, we hit the ground running. And one of the investigations was at a private residence. And we had an experience out there that we ended up coming into presence of, into the presence of, I guess what some would call a creeper, something along those lines. And it was absolutely terrifying. We were in a barn that was not a barn. It was a people barn. Wasn't anything you would have ever kept animals in. The stalls were 2 feet deep. You had to step down 2 feet into them. There were no openings on the doors. There was no way to open the door from the inside. They went from floor to ceiling completely. And this thing was stomping around on the roof of this barn, this people barn, and it was doing it to command, and it was loud, and it was, what happened to one of my friends while we were there was unbelievably frightening. We actually got to feel what this made the people that were